FCUM Radio, FC and Community United.
Hello, this is the news for the 25th of February 2014. And I'm still Maggie.
The government is prepared to change the way it tackles child poverty, which will have huge implications for thousands of Manchester's worse-off families, according to reports. Relaunch of the coalition's child poverty strategy that holds this Thursday will tackle moves to help bring down energy, water and food bills for the country's poorest households. It was revealed 18 months ago that 42% of children in Manchester were living below the hunger line.
Pensioner Power. A new bus shelter is being built at Wivenshaw Stop thanks to Pensioner Power. When Metrolink began on the airport line last year, workers moved a popular bus stop on Wivenshaw's Cornish Way 300 yards up the road. Transport for Greater Manchester, also known as TFGM, have deemed the relocated bus stop as temporary whilst the work on the new Metrolink line is being carried out. But because it's classed as temporary, it has neither a shelter nor chairs. This has become a problem for the elderly residents on the Woodhouse Park estate who currently have to wait for their buses in the wind and the rain. But spirits are set to be lifted after transport bosses pledged to install a new bus shelter after a valiant campaign from the pensioners. Terry Riley, 75, an avid user of the bus route, said, "This has been over a year, how can they call that temporary? When we get to the stop, we're soaking wet. Then we stand there and we get more wet." However, he was delighted to hear a TFGM spokeswoman say, "We have now assessed the suitability of this bus stop for a shelter and committed to installing one in the near future. There has been a slight delay due to the need to locate a suitable shelter and manage technical issues with the installation."
Manchester is launching events to mark International Women's Day next month. One of the events is a walking tour for Elizabeth Gaskell, with other celebrations which will be taking place in venues across the city as well.
Stoke City have joined fans and campaigners in condemning the alleged racism that led to four arrests at the Etihad Stadium on Saturday. Three fans were arrested over alleged racist chanting during the game with City. They are believed to be Stoke supporters and have now been banned from entering the Greater Manchester area. A fourth man, also believed to be a Stoke fan, was held on suspicion of racially abusing a steward. All four men have now been bailed.
Manchester local authority chiefs, who were working hard to meet a growing demand for homes in the region, were disappointed after a new report revealed that housing is down by almost a third in the region. The report revealed that the number of new homes that started last year dropped by 28, 83 and 50% in the city, neighbouring Rochdale and Trafford, respectively. Sir Richard Lees, leader of the Manchester Council and deputy chairman of the Greater Manchester Combined Authority, had said that existing government schemes are just going to increase the price of existing housing stock and not generate the increase in new supply we do desperately need.
The crew of HMS Somerset, presently deployed in the Gulf, are searching for a Manchester morale booster. Crew members, many of whom are Mancunians, are hoping to find pen pals from the local community. It's well known that all the nice girls love a sailor, but HMS Somerset's crew would welcome contact by pen friends of either sex. Crew member Tom Barnes, aka also known as Barney, has put out a call for people based in Manchester to write to his shipmates at 30 Man Mess, HMS Somerset, BFPO 395, OP Kipion, that's OP Kipion, K-I-P-I-O-N. Letters to the crew are free of all postal charges.
A cancer patient who has not given much hope is now in remission thanks to a new drug, which has been trialled at Christie Hospital in Manchester. Ian Brook from Bolton, who was in the latter stages of non-Hodgkinson lymphoma, which had spread throughout his body, was not given much of a prognosis. Consultants at Christie Hospital are amazed with recent scans showing a marked reduction in tumours throughout his body due to being treated with a new drug, bentotmab varotin, which is now available to NHS patients with the same condition.
A group which helps elderly residents is looking for more volunteers to continue its work. The Withinshaw Good Neighbours scheme was formed by Marie Greenhalgh, which values older people, their experiences, their contributions to society and the local economy. The council and the Forever Manchester charity have supported Withinshaw Good Neighbours, and their support allows the group to visit the elderly and provide events. Withinshaw Good Neighbours is appealing to local people to join existing volunteers and local businesses to offer management and other organisational skills. For more information, visit thegenerationproject.co.uk or call 07 875 286 866. So that's 07 875 286 866.
Star DJ Goldie will take to the stage for a fundraising event in aid of Salford John. John Millett, 34, passed away 6 days after he was found collapsed in Manchester city centre. The gig at Factory 251 on Princess Street will raise funds for his two young daughters and their trust funds. Salford John, as he was known to friends, was a popular figure in Manchester's drum and bass scene. Acts due to appear on the night in aid of him include celebrity DJ and actor Goldie, Marcus Intellex, and Manchester DJ and producer Dub Physics, among a host of others. The event has been named the Gold Rings Evening after the sovereign rings Mr. Millett would wear, and will take place on Monday the 3rd of March from 8 p.m. with an entry fee of £8.
And now over to Ben with part 4 in our feature with Mancunians Rugby League.
FCUM Radio, FC and Community United.
Right, we're now joined by Alec Heron from Mancunians Rugby League, 1 week before the big kickoff. I've not been down for a few weeks now. What's been developing while I've been away?
It's been getting stronger and stronger, I'd say. We're still getting a lot of people to training, more than enough for a team, I'd say, averaging about 22, 23 per training session. Yeah. So we're going to have to let some people down this Saturday when we kick off. We had a semi-contact sort of grab match. So we didn't go to ground, we grabbed and held against Burton Wood Bridge. That was good. They're the league above, and then mid-table league above. And we held our own.
If you're listening at home, have a look at their pitch. It was very interesting.
No, that's the training pitch.
That's the training pitch.
It's on our Facebook, though.
I didn't know they played at Southport.
Well, one of our lads rings the coach and says, "Oh, it's artificial service. Was it like? I was here at Didsbury or Widnes." He's like, "No, Blackpool." And it was, but actually, you know what? Once you got going, it was absolutely fine.
Yeah,
it wasn't sand so much. It was sand mixed in with other miscellaneous bits and bobs.
One big development that's taken place while I've been gone is the league's been announced.
Yeah,
New Division 4.
Yeah.
Any big surprises? Because last year there was a lot of teams who were higher up coming, but you were putting your league.
It's a shorter season, which helps for two reasons. One, when the weather starts getting worse, interest across clubs drops.
Right.
Secondly, players who play union for us in the summer will go back to their union teams, so that also helps. I don't see that being a problem for us this year because the numbers being so high, but it's nice for the players who want to play both. They don't have to make a choice, which is difficult for them. So I think that's good. I think it dragged on a bit far. Other interesting things is there's a couple of new teams, which is good. East Manchester, so
we've
got
Manchester
a derby.
Rangers, yes.
And I was really trying to find out the other day when was the last. We played them last year in a friendly, but I was trying to find out when was the last competitive Manchester derby, and I couldn't find anything on it. So I don't know if there's ever been one, or if the last one was.
Bellevue Rangers, weren't there?
Yeah, but they were just them.
Yeah.
I know that is essentially where Manchester Rangers are coming from.
Yeah.
The Manchester Rangers, not East Manchester, have changed. So I don't know when the last competitive Manchester derby was, if there's ever been one. So that's pretty awesome for the club.
That's pretty good for the sport as well.
Yeah, it's off the back of Magic Weekend interest and the Grand Final and the World Cup. All these things happening in Manchester. Also, maybe the rise of Salford is helping us as well.
You were saying off air before that it's very difficult to tell at this stage who the runners and riders are going to be in the league, because everyone likes to keep the cards to the chest. And we don't want to give too much away about how good Mancunians are this year. But are there any high calibre sides other than Manchester Rangers, name wise,
who are in our? Well, you have Widnes St Mary's, whose first team are in the Premier Division and very, very good. This is their A team. I know the captain personally. I studied with him at uni, funnily enough, and he's good. He's very good. and I know that they have some high calibre players. I think
the amateur players in Widnes must be.
To be fair, we're the only team not in a Super League town. You know, they're all Warrington or near Warrington, St Helens, Wigan, Widnes. No, we've got Liverpool now. Us, Liverpool, the other Manchester team. Blackpool are in the league, and we don't know what to expect with them.
And how does it work in this division? Because it's the five divisions. I can't remember how many there were.
It's 4-1 then Premier, but then there's also the entry league below us.
And the idea isn't necessarily promotion. Is it promotion or is it? It
no,
doesn't work
just
like that.
Structure, but they take. If you do well, you'll get promoted. It's an unofficial franchise system.
An unofficial franchise system.
You do well, and then they see you've been storming it, and they'll move you up. Hopefully, that happens to us. I think the team we've got this year is brilliant. It's so fluid in training.
Yeah, I mean, when you watch the training, it's very fast.
It's really fast. Yeah.
You know, we expect amateur rugby league to be.
Yeah,
like a darts team kind of thing, yeah. But it's not. It's very fast and very athletic.
Yeah. I found on Saturday we were a lot faster than Burton Wood. I think playing on this surface, we've got an artificial surface, which means from the off, it's now like 6 weeks of pre-season, 7 weeks.
Well, on behalf of the listeners, good luck for Saturday.
Yeah, cheers.
Hope you beat him.
Either way, it's just about time rugby league in Manchester had something to watch.
Yeah,
you know, you can go across to Salford if you don't mind waiting traffic for 2 hours.
Yeah.
But you know, I do it every week I go. But you know, it's nice now if the fans can come down and support rugby league in Manchester, because now we've got that stage. You know, we've got two teams that are working really, really hard. East Manchester.
You're both trying to get into that championship one at some point in the next 5 years. So.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're both really, really working hard. Manchester Rangers, the rivals, but it's brilliant that they exist. They're doing really well, bringing in new players. You know, it'd be great if people could come down and really get the culture of rugby league in Manchester going.
It's a good sport to watch.
It's the best sport to watch.
Yeah.
I've been watching
the
a lot.
Best.
I've been watching a lot of skeleton as well this week in the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
And the curling, to be fair. All right, it's the third best after them two.
So what time's kick-off to stream?
2:30
down at Bellevue. Get down there.
Free entry is
free entry.
Yeah.
So there you go. Mancunians against Manchester Rangers. Yeah. Be there. Thank you, Alec.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Thank you very much.
And now, an ode to Tom. Ah, Tom, thou were a great player. Of that there is no doubt. Not just because you could boot a ball better than almost anybody else, and not just because you could play with both your left and with your right, but also because, it seems, you carried your boots in a brown paper bag. Now let's consider hard what this is all about. Italy beckoned, un sacco di pasta, life in a villa, una suburba vista, una macchina. You could have gone, you, your family, but you didn't. Are you mad? But nope, I know not why you chose to continue to live in a brown paper bag. It's non to Rossola Nera, you're a one-club man, and settle you will for a bottle of stout. Unheard of today in this age of greed, in this age of trivia, in this age of me, me, me. But hey, up a second, I hear it's not true. It seems it were others who decided your fate, who insisted you live, along with your boots, of course, in a brown paper bag. Get away. It's true. You'd have gone. You'd have left. You now put a gadabout. A thought for one's family. Capisco, I do really, I digs. But sorry, Tom, old boy, that's just for the free. No thought for the fans, no thought for the critics, no thought at all for the upstanding chap, that oh-so-moral fellow that wishes you always to live in a brown paper bag, you slag. Let's nail this down, can we? Can we? Can we please, please, no more myths of the past, no talk of the now as if it were nowt. No odious comparisons, no stomach-churning wish to return to days of yore, etc., etc., etc. Rather, honour the man as he was, a grand player and a plumber, both artist and artisan, Shakespeare. But the real mark, the real, real mark of the man, I believe, was that he held no grudge. Proud always to be known as a Preston man, notwithstanding that it was them that kept him and his family locked up in a brown paper bag.
Woof, woof.